Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hoover and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. After another busy day in the NFL, Jerry Recco is here to break it all down. What's up, Jerry?
Morning, brought to you by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results. Visit chefiq.com. A win for the Jets, an interesting one. We'll get to them in a moment. And an interesting loss for the Giants as Bob Papa counts the ways in the final seconds in Chicago.
They blew the Dallas game. They blew the Denver game. And now they've handed one away in Chicago as the final seconds tick off. And the Giants will fall to 2-8.
That had to have been a brutal flight home again.
Yeah. Same old Giants.
Yeah, I suppose.
No, and you also got to remember that they lost to the Saints.
Yeah, in a game that they actually played much better.
They got 14-0, 14-3 or something.
14-3, yeah.
Yeah, it was 14-3, and then all of a sudden a turnover started to happen.
Yeah, really something. Here's Brian Daboll. So, you know, they're up 20-10 in the fourth quarter. The Bears score the final couple of touchdowns. But with that, the field goal that made it 20-10, they were on the one-yard line. There was the penalty. Could have gone for the fourth down again. He opted again just to keep the points on the board. Did you think about changing your mind at all?
Yeah, well, I thought about it. I thought, take the points, get a 10-point lead in the fourth. I thought our defense was playing good.
Yeah, so they weren't
until they
weren't.
Answer. I mean, yes. It's easy for all of us to say, you know, after the fact, you should have won for it. But then what happens if they don't make it and you take the 3 points off the board?
Well, you lose, too. You also lose in that scenario.
I think Greg Olsen, was it Olsen, right, that did
yes,
the game?
Yeah.
I think his point was you go for it because with the way the defense is playing, leave the Bears the ball on the half-yard line.
Yeah, and that's what Brian Daboll
was
saying.
Wherever it would
be. His defense was playing well, but you know, I don't know. I think it's just one of those things where you're 2-7. And, you know, like, I wouldn't consider that a reckless decision if they decided to go for it and didn't make it. I wouldn't say that was reckless.
Not at with their record, that's for sure. Here he was at the end, asked about being fired.
Brian, are you worried about your job at 2-8?
Yeah, I'm just focused on, you know, these guys in the locker room.
Unfortunately for him, one of those guys is Jackson Dart, who did leave with a concussion. The idea of, you know, Daboll being fired and this staff and the future obviously went throughout the locker room. Brian Burns was asked if he still believes in the coaching staff.
We in every game. It just comes down to us finishing it. And I put that on all of us. Put that on our star players, our role players. I put it on myself. You know, there's plays I got to finish. I got to finish certain sacks. I got to get the ball out. I got to make the impact play, you know, to solidify that win. So I put it on all of us, bro. It's not just one person. And it's damn sure not just the coaches. So it's all of us.
And then he was asked about the...
You have 11 road losses now. And as they have the graphic up on CBS Sports Network, that's the longest such streak in Giant history.
Yep. And should have 3 wins this year alone on the road. Here was Burns asked about the players' spirits after another tough loss.
Can a team ever be broken to the point where broken hearts, broken scheme, you just got to keep picking yourselves up and that just...
can't be broken if I'm on it.
If I can help it, this shit ain't gonna be broke. You know, we're gonna stick together. You know, we're gonna come back and fight.
All right, well, they'll come back and play the Packers on Sunday in a stadium that you've got to think is going to have a lot of Packer fans, with the Giants now 2-8. Caleb Williams, by the way, 220 yards passing. The touchdown on the go-ahead 17-yard touchdown run came with 147 to go. As for the Jets, a 27-21 over the Browns. Despite the fact offensively they didn't do much, they got the kick return for a touchdown, the punt return for a touchdown. Here is Aaron Glenn. That's two in a row. We're getting there slowly.
We know we have a long way to go, and we have a lot of work to do, you know, on both sides of the ball. But I tell you what, our special teams really gave us a spark today. And that's what we need. And that's what I talk about playing complimentary football, when all three phases can go out there and play.
Complimentary football. We all love that.
We do. Will McDonald had, count him, four sacks of Dylan Gabriel in this game. He says weird week with Quinnen and Sauce being dealt.
It was kind of heartbreaking to see them leave, but I think we're just going to continue to carry on with things that we have now. Just keep trusting the process. You know, we're going to get right.
Breece Hall had a 42-yard catch and run for a score. He was asked if it's been a roller coaster up and down type of week for him.
I wouldn't say it's a roller coaster week. You know, I've known the position I've been in since, like, May. So it's kind of like, you know, for me, it's kind of like, F it.
Just come in and do my job is what he was basically saying.
It's a good attitude to have at this point, man.
Pretty much. Here was Justin Fields. His numbers were not exactly Marino-like, but they won, and that is really all that matters, and it feels pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. You know, when guys were coming back in the locker room, they were just, you know, expressing how good they felt and stuff like that. So, you know, plan is just keep this thing going, keep this train rolling, and get ready for Thursday
just
night.
To keep his numbers in perspective, that touchdown pass to Breece Hall was 42 yards in Fields for the day. In 2025, was 6-for-11 for 54 yards. And they won the game, so good for them.
You know, we were talking so much about Sauce Gardner going over there to the Indianapolis Colts and how he was going to with Drake London.
Yeah,
you know, it's like that was always going to be on Drake London. It's going to be on Drake London. Drake London, six catches, 104 yards at a TD. So,
and the embarrassing was a 2-point play where Drake London actually screwed Sauce into the ground.
Which went everywhere on social media.
Yes, unfortunately. But also highlights the fact that maybe Darren Mooji did the right thing. But there's a lot of games left to be played, and we're going to see a lot of Sauce Gardner, because those guys are going to get a lot of national airtime.
And I had Sauce at plus 700 for that.
He had it.
Catch the ball.
Yeah. Nope.
He's
not going to do it for you.
God, right in his chest. Anyway, the Jets will play the Patriots Thursday night. New England played Tampa yesterday. Now, the Bucs had the ball. It was a fourth and, I think, four at the New England, whatever it was, 21-yard line. The Patriots stopped them, and they were up 21-16. And then when they got the ball, they really put this game away.
The snap, pitch to Henderson, running left, looking to cut it back inside. Whoa. Slips free, gets to the sideline.
Gone.
Travion Henderson, no one's going to catch him. He's gone. Touchdown, 69 yards.
And that was Chris Carino on Compass Media Networks. He had Henderson did 147 yards rushing for the day.
That kid is.
And two touchdowns. Yes, that really put the game away. Yes. The final score was 28-23. Here was Drake May, another win. The Patriots now 8-2 on the season. And he just loves the way Mike Vrabel runs this team.
That's who he is. He's aggressive. He's not going to change. It's fun to listen on the headset and just hear kind of what his thought process is. And he's, like I said, the best in the business, and I'm just thankful I get to play for him.
And that game,
did you see that Travion Henderson on that last touchdown run?
Yeah, he looks over
to the sideline. Should I score or should I sit down?
Yeah.
Like, you go, he points.
Right.
And they're like, tell him to go, so he scores. But, you know,
have that much time with no one around you to do that, to, like, turn around and be like, what should I do? Should I go in or should I sit?
But, you know, the amazing thing to me is that is a rookie that is aware of the situation.
Yeah. Well.
And I'm sure that Drake May has told him, or even the sideline probably told him when they came on the field, look, whatever you do, stay in bounds. Stay in bounds. Do not go out of bounds. So, yeah, good for that kid. And he had a hell of a game. And he's their backup running back.
Yeah, not for long.
Well, it's because their starter is hurt.
Yeah, no, Stevens, I know, but what I'm saying is this guy keeps running the football like that, he's going to be the starter.
Meantime, in Miami, the Dolphins took it to the Bills.
Plus, they beat him early. Handoff to A-Chain.
He's gone. 40. Nobody's going to catch him. Maxwell Harrison chasing him. Didn't get him. Touchdown, Miami.
Wow. Broke a couple of tackles and off to the races, and nobody is going to catch A-Chan.
It's like the announcer was surprised. Did you hear the beginning of that? Listen to how he's mid-conversation, and then he breaks it. And listen to the words or word jumble.
Plus, they beat him early. Hand off to A-Chan.
He's gone.
Very funny. 30-13, excuse me, was the final. Here's Tua.
We beat a great team today, and I'm proud of the guys in the locker room. Defense did what they needed to do. Offense did what we needed to do to some extent. And then special teams, they did what they needed to do to help us collectively, win this football game. So I'm proud of the team.
Not only won the game, they beat them soundly. It wasn't even that close. You also had yesterday in the late window, so you had the Rams Matthew Stafford's ridiculous. 25 touchdowns, two picks. The Rams beat the Niners yesterday, 42-26. Also in the late window, you had the Seahawks winning over the Cardinals, 44-22. And the Lions went into Washington and beat the Commanders.
Rock's going to work out of the gun. He's got Montgomery to his right. Jared takes the snap back, looking, throwing middle. Got Amon-Ra inside the two, to the one, to the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Stretching out for just enough yardage, 9 at all, and the Lions extend their lead.
And guess who was calling plays for the Detroit Lions yesterday?
Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell. So I guess they do miss Ben Johnson to a certain extent, or he wouldn't be calling plays.
Yes. Very good point.
Remember how everybody was talking but before the season how they're losing both Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson was going to be a big deal. Then they had a couple games where they put up big points.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, they get beat last week by Minnesota. Now, Washington was completely compromised injury-wise.
Yeah, they're a mess. I mean, if they win another game the rest of the year, it'd be a shock.
But, you're talking about Matthew Stafford. He's got 22 straight games with a pass TD without an interception, and that's the second longest streak all time. 2010, Tom Brady did it for 26 games. And he's also got 20 pass TDs and zero interceptions in the last six games. So I would think right now there's got to be your leader in the clubhouse when it comes to the MVP voting.
Remember there was like a...
Look at those numbers. That's insane. And they added Devontae Adams. He hurt his oblique yesterday.
He pulled his back.
I heard oblique this morning. I was reading oblique.
That's now, it worked out well for the Giants being able to draft Jackson Dart, and hopefully he's okay. But remember, there was discussion about Matthew Stafford coming to the Giants in the offseason.
Yeah, brother-in-law
and all that
here.
Stuff. But, I mean, it's just another one of those things where it's like, everybody's like, oh, he's too old. I don't want him. He's injury-prone. He's too old. What are you doing? This guy's going to be the MVP of the league.
He's right where he needs to be with Sean McVay. And he's got Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Sunday morning in Berlin, the Colts beat the Falcons in overtime, 31-25. I'll just give you the game winner here for Jonathan Taylor, who had a monster game.
Ball between the hash marks. High formation. Counter give to Taylor. Cuts at the five.
He's going
to
score. He's in.
Touchdown.
Walk off.
The Colts in Berlin with the walk-off touchdown by Jonathan Taylor with his third rushing touchdown today.
He had 244 yards rushing on the day, and they win 31-25. Did you see that where they flipped the coin and the official didn't know who the home team was?
That was going into overtime.
Yeah.
He screwed it up.
Yes.
And then they had to come back, and while they were in commercial, they had to do a reflip.
Yeah.
And we didn't see that.
Right.
And then they had to explain it during the game.
Which was kind of funny. Here was Shane Steichen. Taylor just crazy good.
Setting a franchise record for rushing touchdowns is pretty impressive. Obviously, in year six, doing that in year six, it's phenomenal the way he's been running. I think we had, 323 yards on the ground. So credit to the guys up front. Credit to him the way he ran. He ran hard all day.
And this was a game where Daniel Jones was pressured all day, and he looked terrible. But boy, Jonathan Taylor was outstanding, so they wound up winning. Sunday Night Football, Chargers beat the Steelers 25-10. Here was Mike Tomlin, knows his offense not good enough.
We as an offensive collective were off today, and certainly he's a component of that. I'll let him speak for himself, but we certainly got to be better. didn't feel like they did anything unanticipated, but certainly they outperformed us, particularly in possession down play.
And he was Aaron Rodgers, is who he's referencing.
Unanticipated. They didn't do anything unanticipated.
That's one of those games inside, indoors, on turf. You would have thought he would have had a big game, but he did not. And so the Chargers go to 7-3, Steelers 5-4. Also, the Ravens beat your Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And you look up, and Baltimore's right there behind them now.
Yeah, I think most of us felt like they were going to make a run here. And when you look at their schedule, how about this? This was Lamar Jackson's 100th game played for the Baltimore Ravens. His record, 73-27. Fourth best all-time record for a player that's played at least 100 games.
Boomer Esiason.
Yes.
Got to go win a Super Bowl now to complete the career.
Yeah, they're going to be a team. They're going to be right there, man.
Tonight, the Eagles take on the Packers. Monday Night Football. Nick Sirianni excited about playing at historic Lambeau Field?
I don't get wrapped up into that. We play at a lot of great, great places. This place, no exception. Obviously, this place has the history that it has and have a lot of respect for that. But our job is to focus.
And go focus.
That place has such great history that when we played the Packers a couple of times, we played in Milwaukee.
That's a very good point. What did they do? They split the season back then, like 4-4?
I don't know how many games it was. What was it?
It was 6 in Green Bay, 2 in Milwaukee.
2 in Milwaukee, 6-2. And I always felt like early on in my career, it was like we played there twice. Milwaukee County Stadium, baseball field, the whole thing was terrible. I'm like, man, they got freaking Lambeau Field. What are we doing down here?
That is weird. That is very odd. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue passed away. He was 84 years old. Lenny Wilkins passed away. He was 88. Former Knicks head coach, Hall of Famer as a player and as a coach. As for the Knicks and the Nets, all New York at the Garden.
Runs a beautiful move and scoops it up and scoops it powerfully through to make a 98-67 all Knicks.
Yeah, this was no game.
Not one Knicks player played over 30 minutes.
Well, they didn't have to. They were up by 50.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy. They killed them.
The Brooklyn Nets suck.
They're not. Yeah, well, they're 1-9, Evan. The Knicks are now 6-3. 134-98 was the final. That was a Brunson who, Bob Uesler with the call on the fans. So Karl Anthony Towns at 28-12. Brunson, 19 points and 7 assists. And OG Anunoby had 19. Guardians pitchers, Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz, not Guardians pitchers much longer. They were charged with fraud, conspiracy, and bribery stemming from that alleged scheme to rig individual pitches.
Yes.
I know they got text messages and stuff that really incriminate them. And
it's not just that. It's just the people betting on those pitches.
Well, that too.
I mean, it's so obvious.
Yes. When the money is up and then you see. Al told a very interesting story, which I didn't see. If you would like to share the Volpe one from that this morning.
Yeah, I thought I saw there was one where Volpe was up a bat and he swung at a ball in the dirt that the guy tried to purposely throw a ball. And it screwed the...
He screwed up the prop bet.
Correct, yeah.
That was kind of hilarious.
I saw a couple different examples online today, but the Volpe was definitely one swinging at a low ball.
Tough. It's a fear. NHL tonight, the Islanders take on the Devils. The Rangers will try to score a goal at home. They play the Predators tonight. You got Rutgers facing Maine on the Fan at 6:30. Seton Hall plays Fairfield, and UConn takes on Columbia.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. See you next hour. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Build Ford Tough Studio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What happened, Hoff? I jumped you right there. You wanted to let that kick in a little bit. You could have left it up. You guys,
I see. No, I can't. We can't. Dove is very anal on how we do things, so it's fine.
Well, I mean, do we got to do this on the
air? Anymore on radio?
Generally, I could start talking. You could still keep it up a little bit. Let it hit.
No, because we don't have rights to play have a commercial read over that music.
Oh my god! The BT and Sal show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants.
I quit.
Back to me too. Same. We'll get back to the Giants calls in a second here. 888-808-1019. You know, the Jets get a win, BT. I know you were on hand to see it. They just do not, to me, look like a competent, fun football team at all. And I don't think the way that they've won is sustainable the last couple of games.
You got to start somewhere. I mean, you could play 100 games like they played yesterday and lose 99. You know, the kickoff return, the punt return, that obviously bails you out. The Cincinnati quarterback, Gabriel, is awful. I mean, his arm is just, it's wretchedly bad. So
those lefties look weird throwing the football.
They do. Tua throws like that heavy shot put. You know, even Boomer's throws are ugly. Nah, I'm just kidding. Boomer's actually like one of the lefties that actually looked like a real thrower of the ball. Right. Now, listen, of course the Browns are a train wreck. The Bengals defense is a train wreck before that when the Jets won 39-38. I understand where they are clearly, and the deeper discussion is the quarterback. But think about then they have to get one. Think about the week they just had. They just traded Gardner, who, by the way, got roasted on that 2-point conversion.
He is so overrated, it's not even worth discussing.
He got spun around like he was on skate. So he's gone. Quinnen's gone. But whether or not you wanted the Jets to do something like that or vehemently oppose what they did, either way, it was an incredibly, you know, significant moment for the franchise based on what they got back, right? So you think about that. I think it would have been very easy for the guys on that team to say to themselves, oh, geez, they got rid of Gardner, Q's not here, we have one win, where the hell are we going? Instead, what the Jets have pieced together, and I'm realistic, they'll probably get their doors blown off on Thursday, 10.5-point dogs against the Patriots up there. They're not going to win that game. But they beat the Bengals, so they get their first win. Then they go to the bye week, Sal, which means, you know, based on how they played yesterday, they had a pretty week, a good week of buttoned up practice, special teams, the attention to detail. I feel good about the Jets in the sense that at least they show me that they're playing for each other and they're playing for Glenn. Now the quarterback's a different conversation.
Well, I mean the offense overall.
The offense is absolutely it's awful. The offense stinks.
They don't. It's unwatchable. Watching that game yesterday was actually torture for me. I couldn't wait till that game was over. That's how bad it was. Now you want to get excited about the special team stuff? Sure. It's just not sustainable. The win against the Bengals, incredible. Also not sustainable. But the bigger picture thing here,
which is all I care about at this point.
They shut up. Glenn needed to win a game. And then he needed to back that up and win another game. And now the idea of this team going winless or going being a one-win team, the co-tight stuff, that's all gone. They're building something. It's year one. It's not about the results for me. It never was. But it it would be hard to ignore the result if they were winless.
I agree.
Yeah. Maybe they find a way to win another game or two the rest of the way. I'm not so sure. Maybe they beat Miami. Maybe they don't. Who knows? Maybe they beat New Orleans. Maybe they don't. I don't see many wins on their schedule. I didn't think they would beat the Browns. I didn't think they'd beat the Bengals after the way they played against the Panthers. So maybe this is it. It's awful football, but at least they're trying to build something here. And now they could do it without the losses mounting up to a point where media and everybody's saying one and done for Glenn.
It's a rough watch. There's no doubt. I mean, Justin Fields just, what, he throw 54 yards? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. But again, that's why when I push it forward to the bigger picture here, the evolution, the early steps of this team, I do see a team that's playing hard for the coach right now. Now, the other thing, too, and this is a small little thing. I don't even know if everybody picked up on it because it's fairly inconsequential to the big-ticket items here, but Quincy Williams was benched. Now, here's a guy who's playing really well for the Jets for the last couple of years, and he wasn't doing his job, and Aaron Glenn said, guess what? You're not starting anymore. And if you actually, and I'm trying to pick up on these little cues because I want to get a sense of what the team thinks about their coach and who's going to be here big picture, and I like the way Quincy handled it. He's like, all right, I don't like that, but I got to do this, and I got to get my job back. And that's how you create a culture. Like, if you're not doing your job, you're not playing. If we don't think that you're a big piece of the future and you're making a lot of money, we're trading you. So as I said, when these trades came down, the 2026 draft board, the 2027 draft board, and now any big trade that could come about in the NFL, the Jets will be centrally included in all that. And that's a good starting point. One more thing, though, about the quarterback. Now, listen, I've danced this dance, and it's exhausting. I finally learned my lesson. Like, there's a thought that the only way the Jets will get that second Super Bowl trophy is that they go winless or they go 1-15 and they have the first overall pick and they draft the guy who's a 15-year Hall of Famer who throws, 437 touchdowns, and he's their version of Mahomes or Brady, Marino, whomever, right? Elway, right? And that, I don't think that that's going to happen. I think that the way the Jets, because there's enough evidence around the NFL, whether it's Mahomes, whether it's maybe Jackson Dart, some other, Lamar was barely drafted in round one. Like, you don't have to be the first overall pick to be the guy. Now, I love Mendoza. You know that. I said that about 6-7 weeks ago. I really started watching him. I think Mendoza is absolutely the best college quarterback. But I'm not beholden anymore to a draft board or lose these games because everything we thought was going to happen never happens anymore. You know, when they beat the Rams and we missed out on Trevor Lawrence, we were all pissed. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't take Trevor Lawrence, Thursday night against the Patriots because he's better than Justin Fields. But where is Trevor Lawrence taking you? He's taking you nowhere.
That's why I've always been in that belief that the losing to get a top pick doesn't guarantee anything. Also, when everybody else says, oh, this guy's the greatest, I'm not buying it. Same thing with Trevor Lawrence. I said it at the time. I'm not buying that he's the next Andrew Luck. And guess what? He wasn't the next Andrew Luck. You're right. There are many different ways to do it. But this is the infancy stages for the Jets to build this thing the right way. I'm not going to get caught up. Winning is better than losing. Playing football the way that they played. I thought defensively, that's the thing. Everybody wants to focus on the offense. Defensively, I thought they played well.
They played very well.
Doing what Will McDonald has done, Jermaine Johnson on the edge, that's encouraging. When you take, and there were some people out there who said this, oh, how are you going to replace Sauce Gardner? Oh, Sauce Gardner. Sauce Gardner sucks. Always was, always has been overrated. Maybe outside of his first year. He's overrated. How the Jets defense, now again, it's against the Browns. I'm not going to go
nuts. They're 2-0 without Sauce.
Correct. And even with Quinton Williams, who I like Quinton Williams, but you got to make moves here. How are the Jets going to win without their best defensive players? Well, they just showed you. They just show you up. They showed you. Whether it's on special teams, it can happen. They got a quarterback who can't throw the football. They got an offense who can't move the football, yet they still won without their two quote-unquote best players. So, I mean, they're proving that you can win. It's not about any individual player. It is about a system. It is about building a foundation. I'm not sold on the Jets just yet because they've won two games in a row. I just think it's imperative that they had to get a win to back the vultures off, and now they've got two, and that should shut up anybody who was saying one and done or Aaron Glenn's overmatched. Let them go to work here, and then we could truly evaluate year two and obviously three.
I'm not sold yet either, just to be very clear, but this there's important steps that, to me, if you miss, and if you don't get them early in somebody's tenure, like first year, it doesn't have to be the first month, but if there's not signs in year one, Like, that really worries me. And think about the biggest shortcut to becoming a competitive team. Well, you cut down the penalties. They've done that. I mean, the Jets, we all know the last, I'm not saying that they have no penalties each week here, but, I mean, the last 6, 7, 8 years, they were like, you know, top three in the NFL and penalties accrued. So that has kind of changed. And then another shortcut, special teams. Parcells was a big believer in this. Sean Payton, a big believer in this. John Harbaugh, a big believer in this. Aaron Glenn himself was a great special teams player for the New York Jets. So you get some penalty, you get the cut down of penalties, you get special team touchdowns and field position, good, better punter, and now you start making some defensive plays, 4 sacks for Will McDonald and the other stuff that you mentioned. Yeah. At least you can piece it together now. And now when Aaron, and this is really the biggest thing for them that you can't quite quantify, but boy, does it matter. It's not a stat, it's just the reality. When you look those 53 men in the eyes, right, and you're winless, no matter what you sound like, no matter what level of conviction you bring to the table, if they are not rewarded with a win, they become desensitized week by week by week by week if it doesn't work out. When you get one, they feel good. When you get one and you have a bye week and you have a good week of practice and you get win number two, they feel better. Just stacking bricks. The earliest stages, you're stacking bricks.
BT and Sal on the fan. Let's get back to the calls here. BT, 888-808-1019. Jets and Giants on the board. Let's go to a Jets call here. Bill is on Long Island. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Quick points. Last week I called you and I talked about 4 points of indictment against Brian Dable staying. And I lost the call because I got into a bad area. I didn't even hear your response. But one of the points I made was that Jackson Dart's going to get hurt. And being Jackson Dart get hurt, and they keep running him because he's trying to save his job. Could you picture Bill Parcells or Bill Cowher putting up with a quarterback not sliding and getting injured because he just keeps trying to
That's not why he got hurt. Two issues I have, Bill. Number one, I thought you wanted to talk about Justin Fields. Number two, that's not why he got hurt yesterday.
Okay. But the thing is that he's running out there, right? And Dable's got all these planned runs, and he's going to get hurt. And guys are hitting him like they
want. Well, he is hurt. No, big, strong guys. We know it. It's dangerous. It's what it is. What about Fields?
Justin Fields, did you hear his after-the-game conference, his interview?
No.
He acted so calm, like, oh, I'm so glad the special team stepped up. He wasn't pissed off about the fact that he only got 54 yards passing.
He's a team guy. Wait. So you're going to criticize him for being happy with a win?
No. I'm talking about he seemed content that the special teams bailed his ass out. That's what it seemed like.
I mean, that's an interesting interpretation. Thanks for the call there, Bill. Interesting. Justin Fields is not that good. I mean, Justin Fields, in all probability, will not be back next season. And if he is, he's not going to be the starter, at least not for much of the season. He is a limited thrower. He's an elite athlete. Jets don't have a lot of, especially when Garrett Wilson got hurt again with that knee, and that worries you. I mean, Jets have a lot of work to do. But even if they had Keyshawn and Krabbett, I still don't know that Justin Fields is going for 285 and 3 touchdowns. He's not that guy.
But he's doing what they're asking him to do to try to win games.
I agree. That's why I respect that.
Yeah, that's why he was brought in.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have him answer the way that he did yesterday than, no, you know what, we won, but I need to throw the ball for 300 yards. I mean, come on.
Dude, I totally agree. Imagine your favorite baseball player going 3 for 4 with a 3-run bomb and a 2-run double in your team, whether it's the Yanks or the Mets, and they lose, and he's out there feeling good and he's smiling. Yeah, I got my hits, man. I don't know what happened to the rest of the team. I'm good. Well, I mean, that's the opposite of what Justin Fields projected. I think he only threw it 11 times. He had 54 yards, whatever the hell it was.
And most of them came on that big play, obviously, by Breece.
Yep, I think it was 40-something yards to Breece Hall there on the touchdown. So he really didn't do anything. And here he is. You know, he's projecting leadership and a calmness and a gratification that the team won the game. That's the kind of guy that you want in the locker room.
What would you want the Jets? That's why I was saying it was tough to watch yesterday. What do you want them to do? Throw the ball 35 times?
No, it's open.
They did what they needed to do to win the game. They scored a bunch of points. I just saw another hit there on replay watching Jackson Dart got hit in the face mask there. But
was that when his helmet came off?
Yeah. Anyway, they scored a bunch of points on special teams. They didn't have to throw the football. Now, obviously, they couldn't throw the football, but they didn't have to try and win. You take the wins any way you can get them if you're the Jets. They're building this thing out. This is not to rip on Justin Fields. What'd you think he was going to be? This is what this is what he's been for the most part. He'll run a little bit. He'll throw. He's made some play. Look, week one, he threw a bunch of times.
Beautiful 46-yard touchdown. Remember that to Garrett? That's beautiful.
Bengals game, he looked pretty good. Yep. So there are moments for Justin Fields. It's going to be dictated by what you need each week to win. They had the lead with special teams against the Browns, and they regained the lead. Breece Hall was good. What do you want him to do? I'm confused. He did what they needed to do to win a game. I don't think it's that they didn't knock the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, if that call was more along the lines of, hey, listen, you know, special team touchdowns are great, and fewer penalties are fantastic, and two wins in a row are good, but until the Jets find themselves a real quarterback, they're never going to take a step forward. Well, number one, we all know that, but it was, and no disrespect, but whatever, I think that was Bill, whatever his name.
Yeah.
Just a weird way to frame it. I mean, you're getting on a guy for being a team guy first when we usually crush guys who are me guys first. Doesn't make any sense there. You know, and listen, by the way, Sal, the other thing, too, that this win does, again, staying within the realm of the early, early development of the Jets here under Aaron Glenn. But, you know, Thursday night, now the Jets have a game in a couple of days, I don't think they're going to play particularly well. They're 10.5-point dogs for a reason. Patriots are really good. I told you that 2 months ago. I knew they'd be good. They're even better than I thought. I don't think the Jets win. But at least as a Jets fan going into the game, like, you got a little juice. Two straight wins Thursday night. Like, instead of thinking we're going to get embarrassed and lamenting being on national TV, I'm a little excited again. Until the game starts.
Easy, big fella.
Hey, come on.
David's calling from Maplewood, New Jersey. What's up, David?
Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Listen, I spoke to you last week, and I told you, hate to say that I told you so, but I said I thought Dart should have been benched for that game, and you all said that I'm crazy. I said that if he sits out of gaming and a team plays better, then maybe put him back in for the next game.
To loser mentality, Dave.
Why would you bench?
To loser mentality, Dave.
You are crazy if you want to bench Dart. Why would you do that?
But it happened.
Okay, so let's
wait. What happened? What happened?
He got hurt. He got hurt.
Concussion.
David. So what? You did not. Are you telling me you think you were right by saying that you shouldn't have started Jackson Dart in that game?
In that weather, with that team?
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. David, not only are you wrong, it's one of the more asinine calls or ideas that I've ever heard in my entire life. And I've heard a lot of asinine things.
Well, I have to disagree with you guys. Sorry. I called the...
All right, well, so, I mean, did you bet it? I mean, are you taking pals? I mean, what? These are weird calls.
I don't understand.
Some of you people.
You called, go ahead.
You know, I was just going to say, here's what I don't get. So, Dave didn't want to, the weather wasn't good. Right. Protect him. Don't let him play. Okay, say it. They didn't play him yesterday, Dave. You know, the Giants get absolutely, they score no touchdowns, number one. They lose 40-0, probably. And then they play in the next game and he gets hurt. Eventually, Dave, he's going to play football, Dave.
Well, not for Dave, he's not.
Yeah. I guess not. He can coach. Maybe he can take over for Dable.
The way the team plays, he's in imminent danger every time he's.
But then, Dave, why not say that you would change the way that they play? Not him necessarily, who's also got to learn as a rookie, but that they're using him too much on offense, as I said before, abusing him. Why not say that as opposed to benching him? Benching him, you realize how foolish that sounds, right?
I don't think he does.
In theory, but I knew it was going to happen sooner than later.
I think we all did, Dave. Okay, thanks for the call.
It's
not. I mean, you make it seem like you went to the top of the mountain and threw something out there that nobody thought of. I mean, every time Jackson Dart got popped this year, we're like, that's not good. Worried about the kid. Every time he's in space, I'm like, get up. But it's football.
But the solution is to hold off on all the RPOs, not to bench him. Yeah. That's where, Dave, I'm not... Jackson Dart getting hurt was one of the easiest things to predict in sports. How you're going to prevent that is another issue. Not starting him is just, like, why we...
Why'd you draft him?
I mean, that's ridiculous. That's actually worse. We are in the running today. It's only an hour and 20 into the show. We are in the running for some of the worst calls ever. That's actually a worse idea than having Dable be retained as the offensive coordinator.
It's up there, man. Now, I'm even more okay with the RPOs, although I certainly do understand and respect the pushback, but you're a football player. I don't understand the mindset of certain people. It's such a soft, weak loser mentality. I can't relate to that. I can't.
Not play your starting quarterback because the weather's a little cold and he might get hurt.
And they make it seem like, quarterbacks on great teams never get hurt. Right. I mean, Lamar Jackson's been hurt. The Ravens win 11, 12 games every year. Big Ben got hurt. Steelers were always a team that was right for the playoffs there. There's no correlation.
Yeah, Burrow shouldn't play him anymore.
It's Joe Burrow. I mean, it's not their offense. It's the defense. I mean, our offense is really good. I just don't get it. It is a big boy sport with mean, strong, fast, explosive players trying to, number one, dislodge the ball from you, and number two, put you on your ass. What do you think is going to happen?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Shane is back, and you may not have realized this, but the New York Jets have a 2-game winning streak as they actually won a game coming out of the bye, beating the Cleveland Browns yesterday at MetLife Stadium. We talk about it with the great Joe Beningo, and his Monday call-in is brought to you by Approved Oil. Visit freezetherate.com, H.O. Gross Jewelers of Garden City, Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you, and by Audi Manhattan, where luxury meets excellence. Can you believe it? 2 in a row, Joe!
That's unbelievable. But before I even get to that, my condolences to you with your basketball team. I know it's only 9 games, whatever it is, into the season. But, you know, bro, really, I feel for you because I have no great hatred for the Nets, and I just feel bad for you.
The Nets still in the league.
To make matters worse, Joe, I decided last night after the Jet victory to celebrate by taking my youngest son, Spence,
to the Garden,
to Madison Square Garden.
That was a good move.
Was it? But he survived. We left the Garden, and he's still a Nets fan.
Is he? Well, good for him. You know, maybe by the time that he's, like your age, the Nets might be good.
That's my goal. Maybe in a decade, they'll become good.
Right.
What'd you think of this one against Cleveland, coming out of the bye after all the trades?
Loved it, bro. You know what? I think this game really spoke well for the coach on a number of levels. Number one, we win after the bye, which we never do. I think we'd lost 9 out of the last 10 after bye. guys. I thought that was something, you know, considering all the distractions this week with the trades and everything, you know, for them to come out and play like they did, you know, was terrific. And here's the other thing, too, bro. To win it, and I know the Browns stink. I mean, let's not, you know, I mean, we're not, this is about the weight class of teams that we're in right now. I understand that. But, you know, but it's a game you can win, and they did. And I understand the Browns stink. But to win this game, and I think this is something to look forward to going forward the rest of the year as well, especially if Fields is going to continue to be the quarterback. To win a game when your quarterback plays like he played yesterday, when you throw for 12 yards because you take away the 42-yard screen to Brees, who, by the way, can they throw the ball to him more? He threw for 12 yards. It's really unbelievable when you think about it.
Yeah, no, they won a game while not playing actually a good game, at least not offensively. Special teams and defense was fantastic. And it's the big issue that the Jets are going to face now and going forward is what the quarterback situation is like. But if you're winning games, who cares? You know what I mean? It's just like, deal with it when you have to deal with it. Right now, it's the only option you have with Justin Fields, and you hope that every now and then he has a game like he had 2 weeks ago before the bye or in week one against the Steelers. But for the most part, run the football and play good defense. That's old school.
That's it. And look, I wouldn't mind seeing Tyrod Taylor. I mean, I think this would be a good spot for him this week to play Tyrod Taylor. But I mean, but be that as it may, it doesn't really matter that much because how many more games will we win with Tyrod Taylor? So that's, you know, you got to think that way too. But, you know, that's what I want the rest of the way, Teak. Look, there's 8 games to go. I look at it this way. Give me 4-4. I think there's legitimately 4 winnable games for them. You know, I don't expect them to beat the Patriots. If this was a long, normal Sunday game coming up, I'd feel better about it because, you know, the Patriots are coming off a big win. They've won 7 in a row. You know, to me, a little bit of a statement game down in Tampa, beating a good Buck team on the road and all of that. You know, and a little separation now with New England and Buffalo. Buffalo's really got some issues. But playing on a Thursday, 3 days later, that's going to be a tough spot. And then they got to play the Ravens. So they're probably going to lose the next 2 games. But, you know, Atlanta, the Jaguars, I know that game's on a road, but so what? The Jaguars, maybe Miami, although Miami looked like a world beater against Buffalo yesterday, but still, you know, they're at home, that's a game they can win. You know, certainly New Orleans on a road. So, you know, if they can win 4, even 3-5, you know, going into next year and the coach has got this team playing well and, you know, you're actually winning games with this quarterback, that's not bad.
Well, I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question because I know your answer, but I need you to say it because it's so impactful. Can you tell the Jet fans, the dopey Jet fans, and even some of the Giant fans I work with, like Sean,
I know where you're going.
Can you remind them that winning is actually cool and that we shouldn't be here tanking for draft picks?
You're 100% right. I am so tired. You know, you're crying. I mean, to Sean Marash, did you get your quarterback in the first round last year? Was he the first pick in the draft? You know, I'll take him. He could be my quarterback. It's unfortunate he got hurt yesterday, and obviously with Dable, the writing was on the wall.
Right.
But you got a quarterback if you're a Giant fan, okay? And you didn't get him with the first pick in the draft. So this idea that you have to have the first pick in the draft, it's nonsense. The draft position is nonsense. If you're a Jet fan, there's guys out there. You saw everybody loves Mendoza after the great drive to beat Penn State, and he looked terrific. You know, Dante Moore looked good in Iowa in the rain, you know, leading them down the field and to win by a field goal looked good. Some great throws. I love the kid Pavi at Vanderbilt. There's guys, you know, the kid at Alabama. So whatever the deal may be, you don't know. Nobody knows who's going to be the guy. So you draft where you draft. You know, if you can make a deal to move up, if you really like a guy and that's the guy you want, and you know, you got the draft capital to make moves, you make the move. You got to stop worrying about, you know, let's lose. What, you want to be 1-16? I mean, if you're a Jet fan, aren't you tired of losing games?
Yes.
Don't you feel better today?
Yes.
Okay? You wake up on a Monday morning, you know, we won yesterday. You know, for whatever you want to say about it, it took 2 kick returns for touchdowns. That helped.
But whatever. You know?
Whatever it takes, you score how you score.
Hey, that's right. Did you have on your bingo card that Will McDonald would out-sack Miles Garrett?
No.
He was ridiculous yesterday.
He was a demon yesterday, and I got to give him credit, too, for this. You know, he changed his number from Gastineau's number to number 9, and that's a great move by him. And by the way, I want to say this to Fasano as well, okay? And he's a fine player. He got beat once by Myles Garrett yesterday, but that's fine. It's Myles Garrett. Change your number. I want to see the Jets retire Nick Mangold's number and get another number, Ole. How do you say his first name?
Olu Fashanu.
Okay, get another number in honor of Nick Mangold, and especially if he winds up in the Hall of Fame. But with that said, no, I did not have that. McDonald was great yesterday. How about Quincy Williams yesterday?
Awesome.
Here's a guy. He was all over the field. This is a guy, and I think that maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm not. Maybe Glenn was playing with him a little bit to motivate him.
But, Joe, that's what good coaches do.
Right.
That's what good head coaches do.
That is exactly right,
if you're underperforming what you're supposed to do,
right. That's
guess
right.
what? You're not playing.
Right.
Period. I'm sitting you down. You want it back? Earn it.
Right. You know what the great Parcells used to do with LT? He'd go up there. He would, to get LT wound up, he'd say, hey, you know that guy Pat Swilling in New Orleans? You know, he's looking a little better than you are, you know, and that would fire Lawrence up. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's a lot to be said for that, Tiki. No question about it.
No doubt. You can't not give Aaron Glenn credit for that.
But and that's what we're looking for, because when they start the season 0-7, we're all looking around thinking, is he the guy? Should they fire him after 1 year? And we're looking for signs of life. And the combination of winning, seeing players responding to benching, you touched on it. They just traded away two of their better defensive players, and they didn't come out flat. They didn't come out looking awful. Like, I think that matters, because we're still trying to figure out, can this guy be the head coach? Can this guy be the answer?
And that's the story, and that's why you want to win games going forward. We're set draft-wise, okay? We got as good a situation as we could have in the draft right now.
Yep.
Okay? Just don't worry about, you know, we got to get the first pick. You know, I hate that. It makes me crazy. I mean, don't you want to, if you are an intelligent football fan, this is how I look at it, Teague.
Mm-hmm.
You know the deal when it comes to the draft. You've been watching this game. There's plenty of Jamarcus Russells out there. It's happened over and over again. You know, Zach Wilson was the second pick in the draft. I mean, there's no science with this. You know, in a lot of ways, you got to get lucky. And you got the capital, make it count. That's the bottom line.
The other thing, and there's no way for me to prove this, Joe, but we've been talking, obviously, a lot of Giants today, as you can imagine. The Giants constantly find ways to lose. It's like a science.
Yep.
And I wonder if all the losing over the last 3 years contributes to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that winning is just healthy for the guys to get used to winning when next year or the year after,
the
expectations are a little bit higher.
Right. No question about it. Now, you look, that's like I said. Look, if they go 5-12, okay, fine. All right, they're still going to have a top 10 pick. And there's a lot of teams. Look, right now, the Giants are below them. The Saints are below them. I know they played one more game, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Tennessee is below. So they're not getting the first. Just realize this, Jet fans. We're not getting the first pick in the draft.
Right,
it's not going to happen.
But you only need it because you want to take one of the quarterbacks.
Right.
But there's 5 or 6 quarterbacks, and I have no idea which one is going to be the best.
There's no question.
Somebody's going to mess that up next year, I promise you.
And even this, Teague, and look, I think we got to get our quarterback, but if they said to themselves, and I don't know if I want to see another year of Justin Fields, but if they said to themselves, look, I don't know if the guy we really want is in this draft, okay? And there's a lot of people talk about next year's draft is better. You know, I love Arch Manning, whatever. It doesn't matter. Maybe you say, you know, hey, maybe next year I'll take my quarterback.
Mm.
I mean, look, would I be happy about it? I wouldn't. But if it worked out in the end, you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean.
The other option, and I don't know if you even want to go this route, but it's an option with all these draft picks, is if a veteran becomes available.
No.
No. Out of hand, no.
The answer is no.
You don't want
Joe Burrow for 3 number ones. I don't want Kyler Murray. Give me a break. That's the last guy I want. You know what I want? I want my guy. You know, every time, outside of maybe Vinny Testaverde, every time that we have gotten somebody else's quarterback, whether it was Neil O'Donnell, in all due respect to you, Boomer, whether it was Boomer Esiason, whether it was Brett Favre, whether it was Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't work out. We have to draft our guy. I'm telling you right now, this idea that you get Joe Burrow's hurt all the time. I don't want to hear it. He's missing. I don't know. They say he might come back this year. This guy's, he's always hurt. You know, he got hurt after they went to the Super Bowl. No, let him stay in Cincinnati. He belongs in Cincinnati. We got to get our guy, okay? It doesn't work out. Like I said, Vinny, it worked out a little bit. He had the great year in 98 and all that. Had some success a little bit after that. But, you know, outside of him, man, he was never great where he was before he got to the Jets. Remember that. It wasn't like these other guys who all, you know, their career was with another team. So I want my own guy. To me, that's the bottom line.
So Trevor Lawrence becomes available, you don't want him.
Absolutely not.
Now
I'm not giving up a bunch of number ones.
So that's the
Trevor
problem
Lawrence.
Is what you're going to give
that's
up.
That's exactly
you didn't
right.
Position yourself.
That's right.
Trading
that's
away
right.
Two of your best defensive players to go take somebody
right.
Else's.
The only guy.
Right. That's
the,
right.
The only guy I differ with you on is okay. Joe Burrow because I think he's the one guy that could
but
come here.
So not giving up three number ones for
but
Joe
he's
Burrow.
So injury prone.
Right, and you'll be screaming. When he gets banged up three, not even like Aaron Rodgers, the first play he plays is a Jet.
And it's all
I
different
want,
stuff.
Thank you.
It's always
I want,
something
right,
different.
Right, right. I want no part of him, Ev. No part of Joe freaking Burrow, okay? I want my guy. My guy. Get it right. You do to get it right. Get us our franchise quarterback. The only way it really ever works, okay? I know Matthew Stafford, but he was already good in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's be honest about it, okay? So you got like that. It's a different kind of situation. Rarely do you see your franchise quarterback as a guy. I know it happened with Drew Brees. It did happen with him.
Right.
It can happen.
But that was also another unique kind of situation.
Right. They had Phillip Rivers, right. Whatever you want to say. But it can happen. I'm not saying that. But the chances of that happening are not high.
Is there anyone as of right now you lean to above everyone else in this draft?
Well, I like Mendoza. I think he's the guy. I think if I had to pick one right now, I think it's him. I you know, I've watched him. You know what he did in Penn State. That was an NFL winning game winning drive. He did.
Mm-hmm.
You know. That's a tough play. I know Penn State's it's a bad team. The coach is gone. The quarterback's out for the year. They're not the same Penn State of, you know, years gone by. But still, a tough place to play. And he drove down the field, and he looked great. I mean, the kid made a great catch at the end to
right.
Win the game in the end zone, the toe tap. But this kid in Oregon, too, man, I watched that game on Saturday. I watched the Oregon-Iowa game. I was interested to see him play in a tough place to play. I mean, Iowa's not great, but that's not an easy place to play. It was a rainy day. And all of that, and he wasn't phenomenal, but with the game on the line, when they fell behind, he made some throws. Go see a couple of the throws this kid made where he put the ball, you know, in as tight a window as you could have, and especially on the game-winning field goal drive, he made an unbelievable throw to set it up. So, you know, I'm trying to look at as many guys. You know, I like Simpson. I didn't watch much of the Alabama game, but I do like him a lot. I still like Sellers from South Carolina. He hasn't had a good year, but mm-hmm. I still like him. I love Arch Manning, no doubt. And I'm telling you, I'm going to give you this guy, too. And he's small, and this is the problem with him. Diego Pavia out of Vanderbilt. He reminds me of Mayfield. He's got big guy owns, big time. you know, he makes all the plays. He's tough as nails.
Right.
You know, you got Vanderbilt in a playoff. They're 8-2 Vanderbilt right, in a freaking playoff hunt.
I don't think he's going to be a first rounder.
Probably not.
If you want him, you can get him later.
Yeah, probably. But he's a guy that, you know, I wouldn't dismiss him, Teak. The size is the problem.
Right.
Obviously. That's the size with him. But, you know, there's guys out there, but I would say if you ask me right now in this draft, I would say Mendoza's probably the guy.
One thing about this current team that's almost becoming comical, they can't force a freaking turnover.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
They're still
they don't
stuck
have
at
an
one.
Interception. Right.
I was looking it up out of curiosity.
It's
what's
unbelievable.
What's the record for the fewest turnovers forced
right.
in a full season? And the answer is, you want to guess like the fewest turnovers
it's
ever forced by a team?
It's got to be four or five.
What
four,
is it?
Seven.
Seven?
Wow,
really?
Yeah.
And is that over a 14-game season?
That's over a 16-game season. It was actually 16. Done by the 2018 San Francisco 49ers.
Wow.
They forced seven turnovers. The Jets are on pace to shatter that record.
And they don't have an interception. You know, I thought when Fields finally threw the pick yesterday, I said, well, okay, maybe we'll get one now, you know?
Yes.
It didn't happen that way. By the way, the other thing I got to throw out there, too, you know, Breece Hall. Can we pay this guy? I mean, I've said this before. I didn't want him gone. He is the best offensive player we have. You could give me Garrett Wilson forever. We've won two games, and both of them, Garrett Wilson was a complete non-factor. Now, he got hurt again yesterday, didn't play in the game against Cincinnati. But, you know, and it doesn't help when you got a quarterback that can't throw the ball. I mean, that doesn't help it either. But this is our best player offensively, and they should pay this kid. I mean, again, yes, and throw the ball. ball to him more than once.
They don't do it enough for some reason.
They throw him a screen pass finally, and he looked like Tiki Barber running by the defense in the old days. You know what I mean? I want to see that.
He was good, and it sounded like after the game, because I was listening to Aaron Glenn's press conference about Breece Hall. He loves the kid.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting on the same page of what the number is going to be. Because a week ago, we were talking about how Breece Hall might want out of this Jets situation. Mm-hmm. And why didn't you trade me at the trade deadline? But then you turn around, and when it matters, you're feeding him. And he performs. That deserves it. And he's not old. He's 24 years old.
And there's going to be a young quarterback next year, and you want to supply that guy with as many weapons as possible.
You definitely do. And we got to get Garrett Wilson healthy, and we got to get another receiver on the other side. You know, if you're going to use Mechie like they did, do I need to see a reverse 20 yards behind the line?
God, that was a disaster.
I mean, come on. And by the way, too, how much – Tell me you didn't go nuts with this. Think about this now, all right? First of all, Kevin Stefanski. I've heard Jet fans, you like Kevin Stefanski. Okay, let's look at the last 2 minutes of this game.
Right.
They got a 4th-and-1.
Brutal.
Right? They're down 27-20. They're running the ball down our throat. Let's be honest about it. And what does he do on 4th-and-1? He throws a pass, and McDonald sacks the guy, sacks the quarterback. What are you doing? And then here we are, 3rd-and-16. This is so Jet-like. 3rd-and-16, they get a defensive holding penalty to give us a first down. And then with the game on the line, 3rd-and-5, right? 3rd-and-5. You know they're not running a play. I mean, you knew they weren't running the play there. And the guy jumps offside to end the game for us. I'm like, wow. I mean, this is why the Cleveland Browns are the Cleveland Browns as well.
It felt like we were on the reversal for the first time ever.
That's
we were watching the Jets lose a game the way we normally lose a game.
Right.
It was nice to see.
It was. And one other guy I want to throw out there, and that's Isaiah Williams, because he was a big factor in the Bengal game. He was a big factor in the passing game. And that game, and like I said, with the way Fields played, nobody could have been a big factor in a passing game in this game. But this kid taking it to the house on that punt return, they got something with him, and I want to see him involved more in the offense. I have to say that.
No doubt. Well, let's see if they can shock the world Thursday, because nothing would be sweeter than sticking it to them.
Like I said, don't expect, you know, these next two games are going to be very tough to win.
Pat's a well-coached man.
And if this was a Sunday game, if this game was Sunday, I'd feel better about their chances to win it, because maybe you catch it. You know, like I said, the Patriots have won 7 in a row, a big win in Tampa. Maybe you catch them a little bit of a letdown, you know, but playing on Thursday on a road, that's almost impossible.
Going to be rough. Thank you, Joe. Great talking to you.
All right,
Joe.
Guys. God bless. All the love.
The great Joe Beningo in his weekly spot. So I guess we'll talk to him on Friday after the next Jets game Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.